when you try to be involved a little bit in the sugya of Nimanim Kuftes and Samachay. Kuftes, Eichis Nagin Yachad, Achavim Kuftim Yatsibur, maybe to try to give a little bit of a gather to the halacha, see, so we can understand exactly what's going on and come out with halacha of mindset. The halacha is, we saw in the Gemara, and brought that in Paiskim a little bit more, that one is not allowed to damage for an answer if he's going to get to the, if he's not going to finish his Tfilas Amidah before one of six things. Either Kaddish, if he doesn't finish before Kaddish, Kedusha, Amen of Akela Kaddish, Amen of Shemaya Tfilah, Moindim, or Baruchu, any one of those six things, if he's not going to finish his Shemaya Tfilah by that time, then he's not allowed to touch my answer. Baruchu. Which Baruchu? We could say Baruchu of Mar. In those days they used to say Baruchu right after Shemaya Tfilah. But let's see, Baruch Hashem, if you didn't hear the first Baruch, if you heard the first Baruch, then the first not a problem. However, the question is, if there is a Chiv for all these six things, then how do we understand the first Mishnah Berurah? First Mishnah Berurah says, HaNichnas LaBeis HaKnesses, V'mroi T'Lach T'Zlis Baal Lazar, if it's the Beis HaKnesses, this Baal, V'in Tarach Hamtin. This Allah is only if a guy walks into the Beis HaKnesses. But he goes into Shul, and he sees that they're holding Mamash, he's not going to be able to make it, so he can book out. He can leave in the middle, go to Ezra's Nashim, and do what he wants. If you look at the Rajman side, the way that he says is, if he wants to go home, is anybody stopping him from going home? So if he's allowed to go home, then he's allowed to go into the Ezra's Nashim down there. The Shah lives in one of Shah. If he has a Chiv to say Amin Yishmer Abba, then why is he allowed to leave? And if he doesn't have a Chiv to say Amin Yishmer Abba, so why can't he damage him? How do we understand this halacha machal? So Diane Fisher, he says that there's a Tari Sofer here. He says that the Rajba, if you look at the Shari Shuvah, he brings down this Rajba. The Kosh Rishon Vashem HaRajba, Dachka v'mitzvahu v'beit HaKnesses, Avum Yoytze v'yitzvahu v'azorah, Avum Yoytze v'yitzvahu v'azorah, Avum Yoytze v'yitzvahu v'al yamtin. V'omar Shehuri l'Ramban. The Ramban told the Rajba that if you want, he's allowed to leave the Beit HaKnesses and go to Terezes Nashim. So he says, it shouldn't say Avum Yoytze v'yitzvahu, rather Imreitze v'yitzvahu v'azorah. If the person was already inside shul, he's not allowed to be yaitzah. It's not if he came and he decided he's not going to go into shul. Rather, he'll go into Ezra's Nashim to daven. Imreitzah, if you want to decide, instead of going into shul, you go into Ezra's Nashim? Sure. No problem, keep going. But once, that's the intention. Once you go into shul already, it's a chal on him, a chiv of a seber, and the melo, he has a chiv to, he's not allowed to daven. Say Shemoneh Esrei, he's going to miss any of these things, any of these six things. That's how we understand the halacha of the Rajma. If you're inside with the tzibur, then you're mechuyev in the dinim of the tzibur. Mashenkin, if you weren't nichnas b'chal, if you didn't go inside, you're not mechuyev. All these things are dinim of tzibur b'chal. And all these things are more chashim than tzibur b'tzibur. Just spell the chor a little bit, everybody runs for tzibur b'tzibur, as Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tzadi, what tzibur b'tzibur is. People shouldn't, not like the Rav HaMain think what tzibur b'tzibur is here in Kaddish and Kedusha, that's not tzibur b'tzibur. Tzibur b'tzibur is damim shem esrei. 10 people damage from Esther together. That's Tzilu B'tzimur. That's what everybody runs through, Tzilu B'tzimur. Just realize that a main of Akela Kodesh, a main of Shemei Tzila is more common and is more choshev than Tzilu B'tzimur. Pashtus, that's how it comes out from these halachas. And Akela Kodesh and Shemei Tzila is not any miyuchadik or amein. It's just that it's a main of the end of a Seder of Bracha, the first three or all the middle. And so you, with Esther, any amein, Besem, any amein, is. They only mechayev you to stop for these, but one amein is more chashev than two v'tzimur. Once he comes into the tzibur, then he's the chiv of the tzibur. Already called part of the tzibur. Lachar. Right, like 40 saw and 39 and a half. It's called Shir Chama. Once you stealth through to the Tzibur, then you stealth through to the Tzibur. In economic, call Chama that you didn't come inside, then you didn't come inside. L'chayra. Exact the other, it's hard to hear. But that's what it's, according to the way that he's updating Rajba, in economic, once you come into Shul, then you're not only finding the Chiv of the Tzibur. I want to understand that these are Chiv of the Tzibur, it also makes a lot of sense. Let's say somebody didn't hear Kaddish and Kedusha. Does the Chiv, we say that these things are all more Chashiv than Tfilah B'Tzibur. Tfilah B'Tzibur, you have to walk up to a mill, 18 minutes to get to Tfilah B'Tzibur. So let's say Mish Kaddish and Kedusha. If you have to walk 18 minutes to get to Kaddish and Kedusha, the Chorit the Kosher can. If you have to do it for Tfilah B'Tzibur, and these things are more chashiv, then you for sure should have to. Als wie is daarin vergeten? Dan zie je dat ze zeggen wie is geen zonneveld in de shuva. Says such a thing. He says that we only find that they were mechayev for tzibutim, but not for these things. It has a very clear gut in the fetus. These are dinim which are a chivim of the tzibur. And Mimela, if you're in the tzibur, then you have a chiv to say that. If you're not in the, you have no chiv to stel two to the tzibur, but only for shmonesay. For other things, you don't have. L'mashal, a chayra l'mashal for this is kriyas atera. Kriyas atera pashtas, it's a shayla. Is it a chiv of a yachid and a chiv of tzibur? Pashtas is a chiv of the tzibur. There's no chiv on the yachid to hear kriyas atera. The tzibur has to hear kriyas atera. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that if one is going to damage Shmoneh Esrei, and because of Shmoneh Esrei, he's going to miss Kriyas HaTeru, then he's not going to start Shmoneh Esrei. The same way like these other things, that Vemeinu Kel HaKadosh, and Kadosh HaKadosho, this is the same thing for Kriyas HaTeru. If you're going to miss Kriyas HaTeru, then you shouldn't start Shmoneh Esrei. You might be as no Chiv in Kriyas HaTeru. There it is, once you become part of a Tzibur, then you're a Chiv in Kriyas HaTeru. You're together with the Tzibur, it's telling you a Chiv in Kriyas HaTeru. So all these things, it's a Chiv of the Tzibur. And once you step to the Tzibur, so you have the Gedar of the Tzibur. The Tzibur says that Mechuyif to hear Kaddish Gedusha. That's more chashuv than Tfilu B'Tzibur. Says Dain Fesh L'Fidit, when you get to the first Bir Halacha. The first Bir Halacha, Simon Kof test players, what if somebody that always davens long? A guy that davens long, he actually is not talking about that. Always? He does. Midarach Tzibur. A guy that always davens long, the challenge is he let it start together with the Tzibur if he's not going to make Kaddish and Gedusha. He declares, he's in the topic, and he's not machriya at the end of the day. Do we say that Lamaisa is mutter on him to do a mitzvah right now? So, Sadminish that I'm going to miss Kaddish and Kedusha then, Lamaisa now being mekayem mitzvah? Or do we say no? What's the difference? What's the difference if I came late and I'm going to miss Kaddish and Kedusha? Or if I started together with Ireland, I'm going to miss Kaddish and Kedusha? So there should be no difference. You don't hear the other side? Kenzan, that this is not the ikur in the way that Mishnah Berurah says it, it's not the ikur. Ikar Tfilu B'Tzibur is to do it with the other. So when you do it, Koroi, when you're Mekayim, you're Mitzvah Koroi, so then we don't have to cheshbon out the other Mitzvah. Mashenkin, when you're not being Mekayim, you're Mitzvah Koroi, then you have to reckon with other Mitzvah. He's not Machriya. The Torah Fayim within Kwalayim Avir Nolam Mitzvah. Slime Tzorachim. So Dain Fisher, Macharo, it shouldn't make a difference. According to this cheshbon, that once you become part of the Tzibur, you're part of the Tzibur, so what's the nafkamina if you started together with the Tzibur, if you started together with the Tzibur and you started with the Tzibur? The mindset, your chiva of the Tzibur now is that you have to hear Kedusha. You're going to miss out Shmoneh Esrei? No. Far from it, you're going to miss Shmoneh Esrei. What are you supposed to do? The mindset, you're supposed to say Kedusha. You're supposed to hear Kaddish. However, the most Paiskim do not go this way. The Chazanish, Chaim Kenes brings down from the Chazanish, Yitz Chaim Zonnefeld, the Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. They all say that you're allowed to daven with the Tzibur. If you start together with the Tzibur, even though you know it's going to take you 10 minutes, and the Shas is going to start after 5 minutes, it doesn't make a difference. You're allowed to start together with the Tzibur, and Zichr V'chein Amad Adarim, that's Zichr what everybody does. Is it B'dievet? I don't know. If you look at the Lashon Aruch HaShulchan, he says like this, the Misha Da'aka L'Harach V'Tzilatoi, Mitzvah Al-Tamin Amad Tzibur, Ein Tzvar Shal O'Ivam Nevatna Mitzvah Tzibur. Ein Tzvar, Tzibur, it's not like it's Mochach, but that's what the Halacha is. But if it's going to be this guy, Dhamma's always down in 10 minutes, and his minion always is 5 minutes, so he's never going to have to do the Tzibur if we always have to wait. I got that the Tzvar is not exactly so clear, because it sounds like Ein Abedin. According to this, then he's never going to have Kedusha. Ein Tzvar, that he's never going to have Kedusha. The mindset Kedusha is more Chosha than Tzvil B'Tzibur. And either he has the choice of always having Tzvil B'Tzibur and never having Kedusha, or always having Kedusha and never having Tzvil B'Tzibur. So Bechor should say that he should always have Kedusha, not having Tzvil B'Tzibur. There's people that miss it every day. You can go to any meeting that you daven. There's people that miss every single solitary day. Right? There's a... Shaila is, what do you do? So it sounds like from the Aruch HaShulchan, not like a mashal. A guy always davens 10 minutes. His minion, they daven for 10 minutes. So you're always able to make it. However, he comes to the Shtiblach one day, and he knows that over there it's going to take 5 minutes. L'chur sounds from this Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan, he shouldn't daven before him. He should rather wait to hear Kaddish Medusha, and then daven. That's what it sounds like. Ein Tzvar Shul Ha'olam Nevatlam Mitzvah Tzibur. Ein Tzvar, we should always be Vatlam. Go come, that happens once. He knows that one time he's not going to be able to do it. Then you're fine. Then we'll get to it in a minute. Then you're fine. However, zikr the chin amad abar, the minhag of the olam is like the Aruch HaShulchan, like the Chazanish. That if you start with the olam, then you're good to go. You don't have to worry about it. Now, what's considered starting with the olam? what's considered tefillah b'tumah? So some are medayik from Mishnah Berurah and Tumas HaMachlov. Mishnah Berurah and Tumas HaMachlov says a person shouldn't start, he shouldn't wait by Shira Chadasha to hear Kadoshim to say Amen of Gaal Yisrael, because by the time he's going to start Shemini Esrei, the Tzibur is already going to have started Shemini Esrei, and that's not considered tefillah b'yachad m'tzibur. Even though some of the oilam is still, most of the oilam is still in the first bracha of Shemini Esrei, but it sounds like your mamash have to start together with the Tzibur. However, the way that most of the Heidegger Poitkim say, V'yashir v'chemiyetki, most of the Poitkim or Machriya, that when you get to starting together with the Tzibur, as long as the Tzibur is in the first bracha, that's considered starting with the Tzibur. Even if as long as you have a minion of people still in the first bracha, then you're still considered with the Tzibur. So much so that, what? Chur or not. I heard a big heter, a big kula, b'shem, many years ago, I heard this, I don't know if he's still saying about this, of Gershom Meltzer, that he said, he wanted to tell that in the mirror, that they have, let's say, the main minion, the mirror, where they have hundreds of people davening, so there's always people starting. Whenever you start, there's always 10 people starting, or 10 people holding in the first bracha. Even if you start 3 minutes late, there's a mindset of guys that come into the minion, guys starting Shemini Esrei, 2-3 minutes into Shemini Esrei. So even to start 2-3 minutes in, l'chor, you still have a minion of people in the first bracha, and that would be considered tefillah b'tzibur, the ikar kima tefillah b'tzibur, and you wouldn't have to wait here to the kaddish condition, even though you don't know who they are. That's what you want to decide. I didn't hear from him, but I heard from somebody that heard from him. L'chor, you can see that is the minig olam. You go into the, especially the main minion in the morning. Guys that come a little bit later, guys dominating longer, guys whatever it is, just, you have 200 or 300 people dominating there, including that as mushroom, or you have a minion. What's that? I'm just saying, Koshkin and Yemenorim. Ravitai, Yemenorim people are in the first bracha of Shemini Esrei a lot longer. So you have a lot more time to get there. And mainly in the Indian, we actually want to tell now that we'll see that lachos. Soon, if, let's say in the case where you didn't start with the oilam, so you want to daven together with the shliach tzibur, says Rabbi Yashiv, what's considered starting with the shliach tzibur? If the shliach tzibur starts while you're still in the first bracha, that's not considered. If you already finished the first bracha by the time the shliach tzibur starts, that's not considered as if the shliach tzibur you're davening together with the shliach tzibur, and Ramelo, you would not have a heterin that we'll see later on. You could wait in the first bracha. But once you finish them, no. Once you finish, you finish. That's been again to starting together with the Eilam. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Dalet brings down. He says that which you have to finish when Esrei before Kedusha, before Kaddish. That doesn't mean before they start Yisrael of Kaddish Miramah. Rather, it means before Amin Yesh Miramah. The Chiv of Kaddish that we're makbid on is the Yesh Miramah. So Zakta Mimeim, let's say you didn't finish your Shemini Esrei before they started Yisrael of Kaddish. Rather, they got up to Amin Yesh, you finished and they got up to Yesh Miramah. He says you shouldn't say Amin. Why? Because Amin Yesh Miramah is really two different feelings. Amin is going back on Yisrael of Kaddish, and Yesh Miramah is not a feeling. So Mila, since Amin is going back on Yisrael of Kaddish, so therefore, since you weren't paying attention, you just finished as they got to Yesh Miramah. So you were davening, you weren't paying attention to what the Shas was saying. So Mila, you shouldn't say Amin, because you weren't paying attention to the bracha. So just start from Yesh Miramah. However, the Aruch Hashem says that you're allowed to say Amin even if you weren't paying attention, and that's what Hashem Zalman says also, say Amin even if you weren't paying attention. And it sounds like, if we would go like this with Shabura, anytime a guy is not paying attention to Kaddish, and you just hear him saying Yesh Miramah, he wouldn't be able to say Yesh Miramah. According to this, you would have a heter, you should say, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you should say Amen, even though you weren't listening to the Shah. Now this whole halacha only applies, like the Shabura says in Sifkan Hey, dafka if somebody's not going to hear all these tefillahs later on. If a person's going to hear Kaddish, if a person's going to hear Kedusha, first he's going to hear the Amen later on, then it's fine, he's allowed to daven as he wants. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's two exceptions to this. The two exceptions to this is Moedim. Moedim, we always have a problem. The problem is that the oil is down Moedim, and he's not going to bow Moedim, it looks like he's a kafir. Or the other one is Kaddish. Kaddish is there's no minion to Kaddish, not a Kaddish. So maybe even if you can hear Kaddish later on, one still has to, if he's not going to finish before a Kaddish, he's not going to start davening. However, when he gets to Moedim Bechlal, the Aruch HaShochem passes, he says, the last Nefes that remember the Moedim Dumani Shekein Yama Minig Asa. And that's what Rabbi Berkowitz told me, that's a chur from Moedim, the Ilum is not makbid on it. And we're not, as long as the person, we are makbid to Baal Moedim with the Tzibur, but that you shouldn't start Shmoyna Esrin before, if you're not going to be able to get up to finish Shmoyna Esrin before the Tzibur gets up to Moedim, that we're not makbid on. Because really it's only Aruch HaShochem. The Hainu, that the Etzem, there is a way to get around Moedim. And that is that you're allowed to bow down Moedim in the middle of the bracha, or get up to Moedim together. Just the Chatzkilo, the Allah HaShochan says, we shouldn't be saying Mechadah HaChatzkilo, you're going to get up to Moedim. Says the Aruch HaShochan, Simdimani, that we're not makbid on that. The Hainu, that we're not makbid that you're going to not be in a place where you're not going to be able to bow Moedim. Just be careful. You see that they're getting up to Moedim, so stop them, all the bracha. Wait till they get up to Moedim and bow Moedim. What's the big deal? So you start off after you kill Kaddish. That's what you said. Started after you kill Kaddish, after Shema Yisrael. We started before and then you went with the Shaf. Mila b'mila. That's when you get to Moedim, but you get to Kaddish. So the Mishnah Berurah is not exactly clear how much we have to makbid on these Kaddishim. He brings down two sheets actually. He says, וכן לקדש צורך להמתין דאין לקצפו. ואיך שזה הקדשם, יעלינו ואילך, אינו בכל זה. כך עושה מגן אברום, שער החיינים, ודרך החיים וחי עודם, תעשו דכל הקדשם משם עצמר, אבנה מן ישמרה, ואין צורך צורך להמתין. בכלל עשו עלינו, sounds like everybody's not makbid that you have to hear those after עלינו. The Shem is the ones before עלינו. And the חי עודם, it says that as long as you're going to hear a Kaddish later on, you don't have to worry about it. That's what Berkowitz says, as long as you're going to hear anything, that's how we wanted to go to the חי עודם. That if it's, as long as you hear the Kaddishim afterwards, then you don't have to wait. And the Aruch HaShochan is even more mikol. The Aruch HaShochan says that as long as you hear one Kaddish, that's enough. It doesn't have to be you can hear dafka this Kaddish. As long as you hear one Kaddish, then that's enough. You're still going to have your problem with Kedusha and even if you can hear a Kaddish later on, because possibly you will hear another Kaddish later on, but if you're not going to hear Kedusha, you're still going to have this problem with Kedusha. And even if you're going to hear Kedusha, you have to hear a Kaddish and Shema Yisrael. But there are ways to get around that, as we'll see in a minute. Get around all these ways, and you're just worried about the Kaddishim, as long as you hear the Kaddishim later on, that's not a problem. And if there's no, you can be same with him afterwards, you can hear Kaddish. That's all if you're going to start without getting up to the, if you have an Issa, to start davening Shmoneh Esrei before. If you're going to finish before Kedusha. Now let's say you realize you're not going to finish before Kedusha. But you're not interested in waiting. Or you can't wait. So can you daven together with the Shliach Tzibur? Says the Shulchan Aruch, it only sounds like a Lashon of Bidiyavet. Mas only is Bala Mashat. But Avala Chathilo said, And Ramah says Avala Chathilo, Lo Yaskal Arach Hashem HaKedusha V'Kel HaKadosh, Elo Shem Hutzrich Lahaskal Mekarev Shasho Averet, Echil Hasuk V'Lethilo, Dino Hafiz. The Ramah Pasuk says that L'chatchila one should not daven with the Shas. However, the place can go, it's already brought down with Mishnah Berurah, he says that was only going if you hold that you have to hear Nekadosh Shimcha. But we that say that Ashkenazim that say Nekadosh Shimcha together with the Shliach Tzibur, not the Shliach Tzibur, then L'chatchila you're allowed to start together with the Shas. What's considered started with the Shas? Says the Bir Halacha, one should not start with the Shas if, let's say, he realizes He's going to start 2 minutes before the Shas, but he'll get up to Kedusha together with the Shliach Tzibur. Says the Bir Halacha, the Tchila is not considered with the Shas. With the Shas means starting together with him. Like we said, it's just B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv. It means as long as you're still within the first bracha, the Shas has to start Shmoneh Esrei while you're still in the first bracha. Lecha Tchila, like the Bir Halacha says, you have to start Mamish together with the Shas. Now let's say the Shas happens very fast, and you're not going to be able to get up to Kedusha before him. So L'chur, you're allowed to start a minute before him. That you should be able to get a Kedusha. That's what it sounds like from the Bir Halacha. It says, nearly the Huavim Sheila, Eitha Acharis, Shmi Yitzha Kedusha. If he has no other Eitha, it's your Kedusha, then you're allowed to start before the Shas. So L'chatchila, one should start together, Mamash with the Shas. If he doesn't start together with the Shas, if he's not going to be able to get up to Kedusha in time, then he can start a little bit before him. Then, he gets up to Kedusha, he's supposed to say Kedusha together with the Shas. Mamash take it from the top. Say Nekadosh Shimcha, or Kesler, or Narutcha, Nakushcha, whatever you're saying, you say it together with the Shas. All the way till the end. Till Kela Kodesh. The Shas is, what is he supposed to do, let's say on Shabbos? Are you supposed to say also call Rav Gadol? Or are these things, you say everything, mamash, the whole thing, everything was printed in the Seder, that's what you're supposed to say? Or just at the beginning of Nekadosh HaShimcha? So, the theme of Slashon, the Mishnah Brurah, in the last, in Sifkot Yerzayim, Loi Mar Amoyim, says, V'yermer kol anosav shol kefer narit kol shem reshaf mosef. So, it sounds like you're supposed to say the entire thing. That's the Medai, I saw people in Medai in Mishnah Brurah. You're supposed to say the entire thing. But I saw Mishnah Zalman says that you don't have to say that, just to say that, you have to say the beginning, Nekadosh HaShimcha, but the putim that are added in the middle, that you don't have to say. And the Kedusha you could say, Chaim Kinesi brings down from the Chazanish, you could say Kadosh 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 Alav. You don't have to say it quietly just because you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You can say Kadosh Kadosh together with the Tzibur. Once you're saying the Kedusha together with the Tzibur, you can do it like the Tzibur also. And you say it Alav. It's not a problem. What does somebody do if he's... Are you saying with the Tzibur or with the Shat? I saw somebody clear about that. Pasha, if you think it's... What? A 100%. That what you're saying with the Shas, you're saying the Kaddish Shimcha with the Shas. That's today that it shouldn't be a heftik in your Tfilo. You have to say these things. You have to say the Kaddish Shimcha Barilom, you have to say these things. But once to say the answer the Kedusha, Lav Dafki didn't say the Kedusha with the Shas. That's not Piyutim. You wouldn't have to say that. It's just the added things that are added on that you wouldn't have to say. The other thing, you do have to say. And what do you do if you start davening with the Shas, but you got up to Mechayim Eitzim, then you start, whoops, I'm supposed to say Kedusha with the Shas. So, it says, Isha Yisrael, it brings down from Mechayim Eitzim, they both say that it's not a problem. As long as you didn't start, you didn't say, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaKel HaKadosh, Yalu Chaselam. Then you realize, you gotta go back and say, Nekadosh HaShemcha together with the Shas, and then you continue and say Atah Kadosh again. So now what do you do? You start with the Shas, and you get up to Hakel HaKadosh, you have to say Kedusha together with the Shas, and you have to get up to Hakel HaKadosh also together with the Shas, that way you shouldn't have a Chiv to say Amen, because if you say the Bracha together with the Shas, then you don't have a Chiv to say Amen of Hakel HaKadosh. So now you have two choices. You could either speed up and finish Shemayin Esrei before you get up to Shemayin Tfilo, you shouldn't have to answer Amen of Shemayin Tfilo, or you could have a Mila B'Mila with the Shas, and get up to Shemayin Tfilo together with the Shas, and say the Bracha with the Shas, and you shouldn't have to say Amen. And the Mela Maidim the same thing. You have to bow down Maidim to get up to Shas. And what do? You get up, you finish Maidim, and they get up to Berachas Kana. Let's say there's no Kohen in there. It says, you have to say that with the Shas also? The Rosh Hashanah says, yeah, you have to say that with the Shas too. Why not? The Rosh Hashanah says, that's not the minhag. And I don't understand this personally. I don't understand what the tzad is that you should have to say. Kedusha, you have a chiv to say Kedusha. Berachas Kana, you're not hearing the Kohen. This is the Zecha for the Kohen. Berachas Berachas Vatera. You have a chiv to say that you have the Shas. It doesn't even sound like an Aruch Hashulchan. You have a chiv. You could say it. Not that you have a chiv to say it. And Shem Zalman says not to say it. So, and that's meaning not to say it. However, Shem Zalman says a big chiddush. He says that if you get it, let's say there are kahanim there. You have a chiv. You have a bracha. The Moshe happens to have a tshuva about it. He says that the chiv of Almain on the bracha of the kahanim, not the bracha that they make, rather the bracha Hashem Yishmerecho on those three brachas. Ramesha says that the chiv of that is Kenzan. It's a bigger chiv than a main of a Kel HaKadosh, a main of Shemei Tzvim. You have to say there's a main of Pirchus Kana. So what are you supposed to do? If that's the case, then you're not allowed to be down Nishman Yatsir if you're not going to get to that main. It says of Shem Zalman that if you're holding by Lechon El HaDeis, you're allowed to stop and listen to Pirchus Kanaim and answer a main. It's not considered a heftik. The Ishi Yisrael brings it down, he quotes the Sefer, however I cannot find it in the Sefer. Madur Chadosh, I think. I was not able to find it. But he quotes it from Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah has a tshuva to say that you're right. It's not considered a heftik, it's right. Rambam, it's not considered a heftik, and you're right, it's the only. That is Benigea 2, down with the Shah. Now just one or two dinim, that yedinim. Rosh Hashanah says, and Chaim Kinevsky brings down the same thing, that one should not, if the Chazanish, and that's what he told him, that once, if a guy is going to miss Kedusha, let's say he hold him by Sefer Chaim Bracha Rishon, then there's Kedusha. So, and the Shas is almost about to get up to Kedusha. Can you skip the Sefer Chaim? Can you skip Alanisim? Things that you don't have a chiv to say. And in other words, if you didn't say it, you're not mochiyah to go back. Can you just skip it? They should be able to make Kedusha. They both say that you shouldn't skip anything. Anything which is a seder tefillah, you shouldn't skip. But we have to point out that hadam the yalada add in any bracha, you're allowed to add in me'ina bracha. Refi chilim, you could add in a tefillah for a chilim. And at the chilim, you add in your own tefillah. You shouldn't add in your tefillah if you're going to miss kedusha. But once again, like the Rosh Hashanah was saying, you shouldn't subtract from your tefillahs also just to make kedusha. In other words, there's a kavur, they get the tefillah, and that's what you're supposed to say. They play over the gas, so Rosh Hashanah says, even when you get to Sim Shalom on, let's say, Tanya Sibur on Shabbos, those are nice to say, well, people that are nice to say Sim Shalom by Mincha, they shouldn't even say Shalom Rav to be able to make it to Kedusha by Mincha. Chaim was mistaken. But in other words, anything which is the Kavua, Seder HaTmila, Yishadamah, you miss Kedusha, Farfal, what's the Melosh Menasseh, that's it. You're Melosh Menasseh, you don't have to worry about other things. However, don't add on tefillahs. I don't know your mutter, you're allowed to add on tefillahs. Don't add on tefillahs if it's going to cause you to miss out on saying kedusha. That is Simin Kuftes. Simin Samachay, Shu Alachas, Miz Shokadei Ligmoreth Kula, just to be Masakim, the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah L'Chareva comes out. The halacha is that if somebody is Shokadei Ligmoreth Kula, really just about in anything, Bechas Kriyashma, Tefillah, Halo, Megillah, Ramazan, all these things, if somebody stops in the middle of these tefillahs for a long enough amount of time that he's able to be gomer the entire tefillah, then he has to go start over at the beginning. So Machlokes Rishonim, exactly what type of shiur we're talking about, the way that the Shulchan Aruch goes, and that's the way that we fasten, the Shabbat fasten, is that the only shiur that we say that you have to go back to the beginning is dafka v'shokad eligim v'shkulon because of an ayin. If the mensch wasn't roi, or the makom wasn't roi for him to daven, such an einus, that's when we have to go back to the beginning. However, lemaisa, that's lechara only by kriyashma, or by tefillah, by shmini esrei, by things that say halal, or berachas hamazon, which is deraisa, but by halal and megillah, these other things, sounds like from the Mir Halacha that you would not have to go back, since it's derabanan, Safi derabanan kulo, you should not go back and make a bracha. You should eat halal and drink some Megillah without a bracha. But you should not go ahead and make another bracha. So if they start banging halal, the guy was telling me once, he was in a place that Vayislu was Haman al Eis, they were banging for 15-20 minutes, he couldn't finish the entire thing. You know, that's, first of all, it's not an Einus, because the Maestri, you have the Yecholas Be'etzem, and see if you have the Yecholas to continue. It's not that it's not Roy. But even so, Lachar, you wouldn't have to go back, you shouldn't go back and read the Megillah without bracha. What? That's not considered a shiur. If your baal wasn't by it's not considered a shiur. Lachar, the only case that we have of Einus, which is Lachar, if a guy goes to the bathroom in the middle of Shema, the middle of Berachas HaMazon. Lachar, the only Einus you have. Ezra Bergwitz, let's say guys in Sufik, what's the halacha? I remember somebody saying benching. They said, let's say in the middle of, it wasn't Shema. So he didn't know what to do. Should they continue or should they not continue? So he's sitting there for 3-4 minutes to try to find out what halacha is. So is that considered an earnest? I thought maybe that's considered an earnest. Because you don't know what halacha is, so then you can't go. Well? The bathroom is dry. That's the bathroom is dry. Or if the guy is this morning, the guy's tired, he falls asleep in the middle of Shema. Can't say that it's never happened to anybody. He's going down all the time. That's not an earnest. The mindset is, see if the guy's right, the guy's right. It's not considered an earnest, even though it's chocolatey like whiskey. It's easy, the guy goes down, puts his hand on his head, for shema, and say, you know, tachna. The Frickman says it all the time. He says, he sees people by the seeking. People go down for tachna, and that's it. They wake up after dawning. Kacha. That's not considered an earnest. The only earnest that you have is when the mention is not right, which means that the guy went to, let's say, Asa Tracha, went to use the bathroom. The shaila is exactly how much of that time that he was out of davening we count. The Mishnah Berurah is Mustafik, the Baruch Hashem Kuf Gimel is Mustafik, he says. After he leaves the bathroom, maybe you could already say that the show is not considered Machmas Ainis, because he doesn't have to wash his hands. He can wipe his hands and call me the Dabanki. So the amount of time that it takes for him to wash his hands, you maybe don't have to Cheshvin it. But bathroom, somebody goes to the bathroom, Lachar, somebody goes to the bathroom in the middle of Birchat HaMazon, in the middle of the first three brachas, that is. Then he would have to, and he was there for an amount of time, the ligmur is kula, then Lachar would have to go back. What's that? If he was able to wait?
Yeah.
Lachar doesn't make a difference. Once he was in a place that he was the owner, maybe he should have. Once he was in the middle, even if he's wait 72 minutes, if he could wait 72 minutes, then he should continue. Once he's in the middle, Lachar. But if he wasn't, then. What's that? I think it's three brachas. That's the three. First three brachas. Ah, Tohen. So I don't know. I think it's the first three brachas. The cheshbon of how do we cheshbon? Kedei legmor et kula. So the Rambam already brings down. He says, "Masharin inin hashil if yakarid." Let us be Rav Bnei Adam. This person, we cheshbon with this exact person. If everybody takes 10 minutes to say Shema, and him it takes 5 minutes, we go with him 5 minutes. What are you supposed to do if every day he davens and takes 10 minutes to say Shema? Funky again. He's bashtibuch today, and it takes 5 minutes from him. He's knocking it down. Then he has to go to the bathroom in the middle. How do we cheshbon? Do we cheshbon with his normal kriya or with his kriya of today? So Yisrael says he has some chanukah. Yes, Chanukah says in the stavra that you go according to the kriya of today. The tzarachin. Wasn't exactly sure what the tzarachin is. It's a davar posh. They go with the same way that you don't reckon with anybody else's kriya. You reckon with your kriya. So to lachar you should reckon with anybody else's your kriya on any other day. You reckon your kriya today. Because the whole ending of the heftik is what's the ending of heftik of shabbat daily gemar school lachar. If you're shot for 3 minutes, then that's not considered hefsek. Only if you're shot for daily gemar school. Why? Because once you were shot such an amount that you could have said the entire thing, it's mamash kilo hefsek hadas from the tefillah. So what's the difference? On a different day, you wouldn't have finished. But on a day like today, you would have finished. Well, Chari, you could reckon the same way that I don't reckon with anybody else because it's totally in me, and whether or not I would have finished or not, so then Chari is totally in this tefillah if I would have finished or not. Maybe he would slow down. He's booking to try to make it to feel of a receiver. He didn't feel too bad. Started off without feeling too bad. He's not going to continue feeling too bad. This is going to get the last halacha of the spot down in the Sif Beis Sif Gimel. Kar Kriyishma Renechus Beis HaKnesset Masa Tzibur Shekar and Kriyishma Tarak Likvis Yimorim Pasa Grishin Shelo Yirik Kilo in the right to a Kabbal Shemayim. And Shabru brings down halacha. He says this halacha that if you come into Tzibur and everybody thinks Shema, you have to say Shema together with them. It's not just halacha, but it's my Shema. Says Mr. Brua, who is in Shara Davar Shatibur Oymim? Bring Kilo Lodavid, Oyaleinu, Karimim, Shkein Dara Charet. Anything that the Tzibur is saying, Ashrei, they're saying Ashrei, you have to say Ashrei. Saying Aleinu, you have to say Aleinu. Achar Shekein Dara Charet means anything they're saying. Saying Yishtava, you have to say Yishtava Chosa. Maybe it's a bracha, you shouldn't say it. But anything with her, haluka, her, Shekein Dara Charet, you'd have to say anything. If you look at the Aruch Shulchan says, he says, "Ein anu noy in kein rak b'shma." We're only noy this by Shema. Ubaleinu tarach lechraya. He says, "By leinu, you wouldn't even have to say it. You have to be kareya." V'yesh noy in lamre gam kim letzibur. For those that are noy to say leinu, also together with letzibur. So basically, the only two things of the Aruch HaShulchan that were lamais noy is daf b'shma and aleinu. The shayla comes up: what do you do? Let's say it's mincha and you finish mincha asrei, and that one is by aleinu, and you say tachnun. Should you say tachnun or should you say aleinu? So, the Chari should have to say Aleinu together with the Tzibur. And then you'll see Tachan afterwards. However, it's all about them from the Yashiv. We went to the Taina. The Yashiv says that it's Mashiv in the Gemara that you're supposed to be Masmech Tachan to Shmoneh Esrei. But Melo, you should say Tachan first and after Aleinu. The Chari will. The Yesh Nereg and the Lachara, the same way that we find by Moedim, the Yesh Nereg, and that's the Aruch HaShulchan says. Pashas, the way the Mishnah Berurah goes, the same reason that you have by Moedim, when everybody's bowing and you're not bowing, let's take your occasion, it's just a bayalein, the Lachari should have to be makbar on that. Everybody's bowing and you're not bowing, the Lachari should have to... You shouldn't be able to say anything else when everyone is bowing. Says Riyashif, no, it's more chomer, it's more choshev to be makmech, tachan, tishmanesei, than to do that. And Lachari, the whole Tzibur sees you that you're in the middle of tachan. Tzibur sees that you're being raised in something else, Lachari is not a chsar. I would have said that according to this Aruch HaShulchan, that all you have to do is be korea. So wait 3 seconds, be korea, don't speak at all, and then say tachnun. You still be machmech the tachnun to the Shmoneh Esrei without a hefsek, and then you go ahead and say, and then you have no problem, and it looks like a kofim. Chur. But that's what he said, say tachnun first. However, even though that the Aruch HaShulchan says that's the only things that we're makbid on, however, there are certain things that also, Rav Moshe says that say Kedusha, if they're able to say Kedusha, you have a chiv to say Kedusha together with the Tzibur, even if you heard Kedusha before him, but if you're together with him.
When you hear from the Tzibur,
if you're in your apartment and you hear from the Tzibur, you have a chiv every single time. What? How's the Nishtha again? I don't know. No. Once you're in your no. You have no chiv. Once you go with your tashas, you wouldn't have a chiv. If you're in the middle of your davening, you have no chiv to stop your davening. Pashas, if you're in your tefillah, if you're going together with a tzibur, then you don't have to worry about the other tzibur. The shabbos, if you're not together with the tzibur. Oh, so I don't know. Let's say you're passing by. That's always a shabbos. You come to shtivach over here, and they have forced it. Somebody's up to kedusha. Automatically, somebody's up to kedusha. You always have to stop what? So, if you're there together in the tzibur, you would have to stop. If you're outside, I don't know. Shabbos, if you're outside. I don't know if you have a chiv. Maybe somebody should have a chiv when you pass by because Pum's are saying Dusha. Ramesha says in the same truth, he says, but when you get to Yud Gimel Midrash, he says, Lachar, you shouldn't have a chiv to say Yud Gimel Midrash together with the Tzibur. However, he says that is the binik to do it. And he comes up at the end of the day that if somebody's in the Tzibur, if somebody's in the basic Knesset and he's learning, and he got up to Yud Gimel Midrash, he should stop his learning to say Yud Gimel Midrash together with the Tzibur. Well, the Tzagam that he says that it's only a minute, but Ramesha says it's a chosh vazach. And, what? Yeah, no, 100%. So when you get to Kaddish and Yud Gimel Midrash, the Kedusha and Yud Gimel Midrash, we often say that you should say it together with the Tzibur. However, I saw Batan from Mechan Kenzi brings down from the Chazanish, I think it is. He says that Lo Yimotzinu, Anof Chazanish. Mechan Kenzi brings down, and that's what he says, that Kedusha the Yetzer and Kedusha the Tzidra, he says that we don't find the Chiv. I know that Tagam is the Chiv, so maybe say Kedusha together with the Eilam. Even if you're not davening with them, but if you're not davening with the Olam, when you hear them say Kedusha of Yetzer, Kedusha of Volatim, then you have no chiyuv to answer Kedusha together with them. And just when you get to the last halacha, the last Siv Gimel says, Kar Kriyashma, Benetim Bezik Nesvet, Mas Tziv Shekarim, Kar Shikrimim, Kol Kriyashma, Kabbal Kar Kriyashma, says, Darach HaShulchan, that is not the Minug, Minug is not to read the entire Shema, rather just the first Pasuk, like Mishnah Berurah says, also Baruch Shem Chaim Ophel says. Let's Hashem, if you'd like to get up to